got some money to spend tonight.
You know what that means? It means it's time to talk with Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. And Jonathan, first full week of the new year, we all need something fun to do this weekend.
Yeah, morning, Mike and Renee. It's a snowy Friday for sure.
Yes, it is,
but it's beautiful. I love it.
Yes. I'd rather have some snow than no snow at all.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's a list, Mike, I heard you mentioned indoor events, and my list is mostly that, but I'll get one outdoor event out of the way in case you're feeling the need to get outside in this cold weather. For the moment, Fountain Creek Nature Center is still going to host their bird count tomorrow morning. So if you're curious to get out to help them observe and record the number of bird species and populations that are found in Fountain Creek Regional Park, you can get up and brave the snow tomorrow to go do that. All right, we've got the outdoor one out of the way.
Okay.
rest of these are indoor events throughout the weekend. Tomorrow at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum at 2 p.m., they'll have a presentation called Pikes Peak Trolleys, Past, Present, and Future, and that's part of their Pikes Peak Regional History Lecture Series. Where John Haney, who's the founder and secretary of the Pikes Peak Trolley Museum and Restoration Shop, will talk about the history of the trolley system in Colorado Springs that dated back all the way to 1887, and also about the current work of the museum itself. So that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Cottonwood Center for the Arts is hosting the January Winter Indoor Market, where they'll have all sorts of market goods, but also Cottonwood is a place for artists to see what they're doing in their studios, all kinds of vendors, and they'll have a kids' art corner as well. So that's the first indoor market of the year from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Perfect.
Also on Sunday, the Pikes Peak Jazz and Swing Society is celebrating their 34th birthday with a musical performance and dancing over at the Olympian Plaza Reception Center on Union Boulevard. Tickets are $15 to the general public, but that's kind of cool that one of our local groups is having a birthday party.
Yeah.
If you want to get out to the mall in this cold weather, Chapel Hills Mall tomorrow and Sunday is hosting the model train show, where you can go out and check out the model trains and also listen to some historical presentations on the Denver and Rio Grande. It's Colorado Midland Railroad. And then for kids, there's a 3D printing exhibition or show and a seek and find scavenger hunt. So a fun thing if you're out at the mall during the day tomorrow and Sunday. And then lastly, on Monday evening, Friends, the musical parody, is coming to the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts, where I have to read this line of description. It's a seemingly typical day at New York's only coffee shop, Central Perk, until an unexpected runaway bride with beautiful hair enters the picture and kicks the whole gang out of second gear. So if you're a fan of the show Friends, that might be a thing to check out on Monday evening.
That sounds like fun. And of course, yes, Jonathan, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg for events, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. And indoor, outdoor, everything in between, peakradar.com is the place to go to find all of it.
Awesome, Jonathan. Always great talking to you. Have a fantastic weekend and week, and we'll talk with you next Friday.
Sounds great, guys. Stay warm.
You too. You too. Thank you.